Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let me try one more. Yeah. I'd love to get a win. I'd love to get a win on the show.
I would too.
Shannon is someone that when she gets hungry, she will start to prowl. I know because I used to keep candy in my
office.
Does
she poach?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. One time I came back to my desk. This is
She's
true.
She's such a cutie pie.
I came back to my desk and my gum was gone. Mm-hmm. And she had just Googled on my computer, what if you take someone's gum, and left it on my computer.
I had plenty of soldiers who experienced everything from financial problems to divorce. Usually those two go hand in hand. Huh, Mike?
Hey!
Shtick!
The hell is that about, General? I don't need to hear that crap from you.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
I was texting my, hi everybody, welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show. Our cities this week, Lincoln City, Oregon, Tarrytown, New York, Durham, North Carolina, Nottingham, England, Medford, Massachusetts. I bet they say it, Nottingham. Welcome to Nottingham.
And shouldn't you also say Medford?
Medford.
Medford.
Well, they don't. Everybody in Massachusetts doesn't have the thick Massachusetts accent.
Oh, I disagree.
But I mean, I think
what
the people.
What do you mean you disagree?
I went to school there for 2 years, and everyone that said they were from Medford, they said, I'm from Medford.
Well, I mean, there are people in certain towns that
you
have.
You know who
it,
tell you that? The people that moved into gentrified Jamaica Plains.
Okay. All
Medford.
Right. So, it's a city. It's cosmopolitan. What do you know? In Ostrava, Czech Republic, the Mike O'Mara Show is on now. So over the weekend, I texted my cousin Teddy because we lost somebody in our area of Maine, and somebody that a longtime listeners of the show may remember that I used to talk about occasionally when I do my Maine accent.
Yeah.
I would always do by golly.
Yes.
My name's Dick Stacy, and by golly, these tires are priced to sell. We lost Dick Stacy.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
Now, you might say, well.
But Queasy's still with us.
Dick Queasy was based on Dick Stacy.
Oh, excuse me.
So, I've never gone this deep
You're
on it, by the way.
You're telling us how the magic's made. Don't
I'm
tell
telling
us
you how
magic.
The cookies are made.
To be perfectly honest, Dick Queasy was based on a former newsman who couldn't stand going into a lobster pound.
Yeah, that's right. That's or was it Ronick that didn't
Ronick loved lobsters.
Yeah, yeah.
Buzz said, I can't go in there. It makes me queasy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So, boy, you got the brain. You got the memory on that.
It was like a real-time creation.
It was amazing.
Yeah. But the impression came from this guy. So there was, growing up in the summers in Maine, there was a local Bangor television station that broadcast a program called Stacy's Country Jamboree. And Dick Stacy was the host of Dick Stacy's Country Jamboree. And he was on, I'm not sure whether it was weekly, but I think it was weekly. And during the summer, you could hardly get the signal where we were 40 minutes away from Bangor. That's how young television was.
Was there bands? Would he do bands or what would he do?
There were bands. There were storytellers. There was a little guy.
Your early influences.
Sure.
Influenced the structure of this show if you listen to what he's about to say.
There's a guy that bounced a little stick puppet.
Oh, the dancing man.
Of, yeah. The dancing man.
My Uncle Al had one, yeah.
Okay, so that that's one of the things. But Dick Queasy.
Did people dance on the dance party?
Or they the clogged. Jamboree? That guy was country stuff. Anybody could come on the show, and anybody could do it. You didn't need to audition. You didn't need to audition. So I'm going to try to do this on the fly here. I've got the man himself, because he would not only advertise his Fuel Mart,
his gas station.
He was diversified.
And but when I say, by golly, these tires are priced to sell, that's Dick Stacy. Every time I say it, and I've said it for my entire life, and by golly, these tires are priced to sell. I was trying to find.
May I give you some insight from mine? I'm sorry, we're interrupting so much.
That's okay.
I only know Dick Queasy, Mike.
So this is magical.
I don't know the origins of Dick Stacy, and I have a pretty good memory.
Dick Stacy had been put out of my mind, and I never probably mentioned him. I might have mentioned him
in passing,
on
I
shows,
think you have, yeah.
But I mean, never like, this is who this is.
You never have said what an influence he was.
And he was, as far as when I
is
thought
about.
Is
this your DJ man. Batman?
I write my cousin Teddy, not sure if you're aware, but Dick Stacy passed this week. For all the fans of the Country Jamboree, a sad time. And then Teddy writes back to me, yes, a legend has passed. By golly, by golly, he says. As you know, you had to see the Jamboree to appreciate it. His son lives in Portland and is a good friend.
Hey!
So Teddy knows his
awesome.
Son.
That's awesome.
Just sent him a card today. Hope you guys are doing well. So Teddy knows his son. Teddy's so connected
well, I
in
mean,
Maine. It's
but
not
also,
even funny.
I knew that with Teddy's sort of ongoing attitude towards things, he's great. Yeah. I knew he would have the best take on the passing of Stacy.
Well, he did because the opening line, yes, a legend has passed, by golly.
By golly.
All right. So with that said, it's not an over the top. Yes, it is for people not in the area. To me, it's not. But this is, I don't think the accent is quite as over the top, but you be the judge.
All right.
This is Dick Stacy's Plaza Motel commercial.
Oh.
And pardon the audio quality. It's very old. All right. Let's see.
And from
what 40
miles
here.
Away.
Mm. Yes.
Hi, I'm Dick Stacy. And by golly, we're here at the Plaza Lounge where every Saturday afternoon we do Stacy's Country Jamboree. And we got a super special for you. If you want to join us as we do Stacy's Country Jamboree, and you'd like to stay at the Plaza Motel, then by golly, we got what we call a shopper's special. And there's a lot of good places to shop in Bangor and Brewer. Here's the special.
Brewer.
At Dick Stacy's Plaza Motel. The room's $21.95, and that's for two people. So by golly, the room's a price to sell.
It's the fourth,
and
by golly.
Above that, Canadian money at par. That's right, Canadian money at par. So $21.95 per night for two people. Canadian money at par.
Do you know what Canadian money at par is?
I could guess that they honor an even exchange.
They honor an even exchange. So when
was
you
it less or more? Who was the deal?
It
for?
Was the same. Well, it would be
the dollar
got more
stronger than the
because the dollar was stronger than the Canadian loonie.
Yeah. You know what, and I love? I love the fact that that's the take they used.
But that's all over that part of Maine.
That's it.
During the time, because people would come down. We're an hour and a half. I can get to Canada in an hour and a half. Where I
thought they were enemies.
Yeah.
They were not enemies. And
well, maybe Stacy's on the wrong side.
Who's winning there?
Canadian money at pie.
At pie.
All right. Pa. Let's listen to the rest of that. Oh, this is a long commercial. All right.
It's free also. But above that, when you arrive, you get to eat at Dick Stacy's restaurant right upstairs. You add no charge. That's right. A breakfast for two while you're here.
This guy's an
no
infomercial.
Charge. That's the best special that we...
Did he mention it's no charge?
No charge. And the money's at pa.
Pa.
Free of charge.
Ever offered, be it tires, batteries, accessories, or rooms. By golly, it's the best one we ever offered. Now, because it is, and because it has become so popular, there's only one hitch. Now, you're listening? It's not very much of a hitch. We ask that you call for reservations. Reservations are required for this special. So let me repeat it for you. And you get a chance to watch Stacy's Country
Jamboree. Well, here
comes again. You're here too.
Yeah.
Here let me repeat it. Very
showing
briefly.
A picture of the motel right now.
$21.95 for two people. Canadian money at par and breakfast for two, no charge. While you're here on Wilson Street in Brewer at Dick Stacy's Plaza Motel, it's a shopper's.
He was a mogul. He had a fuel man. Well, he had a motel. He had a lot of stuff.
For those of you in the D.C. area that ever have to drive towards Pennsylvania. Or West Virginia.
Yeah.
Sometimes you'll hit a place called the Breezeway.
Sure.
Every establishment in the Breezeway at one place, and they take Canadian money at paw.
Yeah. Do you think that he has his basis in broadcasting or merchandising? Because there was a certain...
He had a DJ quality.
It's south of the border at paw.
Yeah, but the thing is that there were those guys that jumped on TV early, and they made it a tool. Obviously, the Country Jamboree, he wasn't looking for syndication.
Where's the Jamboree? He's just talking.
Well, this
is a commercial.
Well,
the Jamboree is on TV, and I'm going to give you an example of the Jamboree.
Oh, excellent, excellent.
Because, one of the most famous artists ever in the history of the Country Jamboree in Brewer was a lady, and her name was Jenny Chantel. And Jenny Chantel.
Jenny Chantel?
The Jenny Chantel, who was a singer. Okay. A singer. And I could describe her singer to you. She's a little long in the tooth. She's been at it a while. You know what? I could talk about her, but let me just play
better
a sample. This is from Dick Stacey's Country Jamboree. All right, here we go. All right.
On the wings of a scout, light down, God sends his own pure love with signs from above. On the wings of a dove.
There they are.
Wow, she's covering Ferlin Husky.
When you were a kid and you'd watch this with your family or by yourself, would you...
By himself when this lady was on.
Would you know that this shtick was just like main shtick? It was like so... It was like when you see something that's kind of hacky, you watch it for its novelty.
Hacky? How dare you?
And I don't think it's shtick. I think it's pretty genuine.
Let me play another.
But do you watch it out of curiosity, or did you really enjoy watching it when you were a kid?
Limited options.
We appreciated its comedic value.
Okay, great.
See these hands?
85,
buddy. Yes, and by golly, they stink.
That's he passed at 85.
I'm happy to be a Dick Stacey fan. Dick Stacey, the legend. Dick Stacey, the man.
So they run up in to see you in an alcoholic haze.
I like this.
I sure could have used those 30 days to recover from the party.
Party?
Could have been the whiskey. Might have been the gin.
I'm skipping around here, okay?
Yeah, he didn't pay a lot of money for a band, mostly singers.
Dick Stacey's Country Jamboree, and by golly.
Can you see Dick Stacey up at the control booth saying, make sure you get that guitar mic'd, because it's awful loud, by golly.
Oh, she's taking a break between vocals here. The Country Jamboree from Maine.
This thing, but somebody handed me this. Is this Tony Dick? And Nancy from Fredericton, New Brunswick, celebrating their sixth anniversary.
Gets better, right?
Okay.
You live, you learn.
Saturday night, everybody drive out to the studio.
Yeah.
Or I think it was he might have taped it at the. Shown it live at the Fuel Mat.
Sounds like it might have been at his motel. Now, what was the name of the singer, Janelle?
I don't remember.
Do you think
Jenny Chantel?
Do you think she spent a few nights in the motel? If you catch my meaning?
No, if you saw you, we shut up.
I'm not the kind of girl you shoot at just like that.
A hit.
Oh no!
What was American Bandstand like? I don't have.
Bandstand
enough.
Was just records being played. They would occasionally have live acts, but Bandstand started in Philadelphia. With Dick Clark every afternoon coming out and playing records.
Which one was the
show? I should say the show started in 1973.
Thank you.
That's okay.
So way after Bandstand.
I think it went for a long time.
And after, and that's after Hee Haw went into syndication. So he was really the only game in town.
Did you go to the audience when you were? Did you know people that have gone to a show or been on a show?
No.
I believe so.
Nobody in the family?
No.
Right. Anybody this is here like old towny, enough to listen to Kitty Wells? Stuff.
Kitty Wells
song coming out. See, very popular.
Sure.
In Maine.
What's not to like?
I heard kids. I didn't know.
Anybody know Kitty Wells? And you hear the...
Yeah.
This is on TV.
Yeah.
This is on TV with the dead air and everything. As they're tuning up.
There's still a show like this called Polka Party that's pretty
as
fun to watch.
As I sit here tonight, the jukebox plays a song about the wild side.
So that's... That's the Kitty Wells. That's the country jamboree. I thought I'd share with
you. Well, thank God it lives on in reruns.
Yeah. Safe travels to Dick Stacy.
Richard Stacy, yes.
85, the country jamboree. And yeah, it was a part of my childhood.
Do you know if his son still runs the gas station and the motel and the restaurant?
I would say no if he's down in Portland, Maine. That's about Canadian, 2 hours and 45 minutes
okay,
away.
Okay, right.
The term was Canadian dollars.
At PA.
I just want that clip. Yeah.
There you go. Let's bring in our talking head, shall
please,
we?
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing
that. My pleasure. Dick Stacy, safe travels. Anthony Triola has been with the show since 1997 and is a podcast listener from day one. He lives in Georgetown, Texas. Tony is married nearly 9 years to his long-suffering wife, Sarah, and they have an 8-year-old daughter named Madeline, or Madeline. Why do I say Madeline?
Like the cookie.
Thank you. Sarah is also a TMOS fan. Way to go, Sarah. Tony is retired from the military after a 25-year run in the U.S. Air Force and the U.S. Army. Thank you for your service. During his stint, he served in the Gulf War, Iraq, and Germany, to name a few. While on a 15-month deployment in Iraq, he loved having TMOS to keep him company and keep him laughing. He would even share the podcast with fellow soldiers to boost morale. Always heard about that. I know we sent cassette tapes overseas for a long time, but I'm always glad to hear it again. Currently, Tony is teaching Russian history in a senior university, which is basically college for the 50-plus crowd. Mm. I'll be interested to hear about that. He is well-versed in the Russia-Ukraine war. I did a deep dive on that, and I'm very, very curious about that. I was watching a Biden documentary, and they were talking about the lead up to that, and I'll ask him about it. Intelligence operations also in general. He will entertain questions. Good, I'm fascinated about that. Tony says that being retired allows him to pursue his passion projects, which include working with Ukrainian refugees. Oh, my God, I can't wait to talk to him. Volunteering for the Red Cross. His favorite part of the show is the fact that we share our lives, and he loved seeing our kids grow up along the way. He also loves the Talking Head segments, and Tony once pissed off Ben Stein. intrigued? You should be. Yes. Now, here's Tony. Hi, Tony. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well, Mike. Thank you for having me on the show. Can you all hear me all right?
Yes, sir.
You're a little far away with the condenser mic, but most people that come on the Talking Head segment sound just like you, so we're delighted to have you
strong
with us today, Tony. I have to resist the urge to dive right into the Ukrainian situation. I want to talk about your military career. It seems like in this day and age, you just don't hear as many 25-year runs as you used to. That's a long time, and that's probably seeing it all in your military life. I would imagine the Iraq slog was a 15-month deployment. That had to be. Was that the toughest one for you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, your body is ready to do a 12-month, a 1-year deployment. But when you reach that 1 year and they tell you, you got 3 months left, son, it does wear on you. But God bless all those who are still in uniform and still out there getting it done.
I remember one thing as I'm testing my memory banks regarding the Gulf War and Iraq in particular. If you got a 15-month deployment, you experience every single aspect of the climate over there. And I have heard that when we complain about heat in the United States with a heat spell, the desert heat, the Iraqi heat, there's nothing. Tell us about that, if you can, what you experienced over there, because everybody that did a deployment of a year or more experienced that.
Yes. And to be sure, when they lower the ramp and you come off the aircraft, even before you come off, the wave of heat enters the aircraft and hits you in the face. And it's just amazing. My first tour in Iraq was in Mosul. So that's in the north of Iraq. And we actually saw snow and had snowball fights. with each other, not with the Iraqis. That's funny. But then a couple of years later, we were in Baghdad and experienced snow in the middle of the country, which was the first snow in some 30 years. So, you know, we were looking at it as a sign of the apocalypse at that point.
What is the highs and lows? Tell me what the best part of a military career of 25 years is, and what's what are some of the lows that you experienced? Go ahead,
Mike,
Oscar.
I'm sorry, I hate to break up that question and shoehorn mine in, and I just did. So my apologies, sir, and Mike as well. The Iraqi camel spider has been haunting my dreams.
Oh no,
and nightmares.
As well, it should.
For decades, have you seen one in real life, IRL, as the kids say?
I thought I had seen one because that's how fast they move.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
I was coming out of my combat housing unit. Basically, it's just a trailer, and was walking to the shower trailer and heard click, 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 and looked to the side. And they call them the wind spider as well as the camel spider because of how fast they move.
Oh, God.
And,
wow.
So and they're big. What is their size? Yeah.
So a lot of you have probably seen the picture of the two camel spiders locked together, like chewing on each other. That was just a focus, a frame where it was closer to the camera. They're really not that big, but brother, they're big enough.
That's scary.
I don't like any animal, any insect that's big enough to make noise when it walks. That's
scary.
That's too much.
So getting back to what I was asking you about the highs and lows of the military career.
Mike, definitely, just as it is with you guys, it's the camaraderie. It is the sharing day after day life. You know, most of it in training to go somewhere like Iraq. But there were plenty of times, my first 10 years in, really except for the first Gulf War, which wasn't that bad. I was in the rear with the gear. you know, it's mostly peacetime and you're preparing for what could happen. So,
you know, as far as the lows, you know, I know just being away from home has to be a tough thing. And did you experience any loss when you were over there, when you were deployed?
Not personally, but especially as an officer, when I went from the Air Force over to the Army, I had plenty of soldiers who experienced everything from financial problems to divorce. Usually those two go hand in hand. Huh, Mike?
Hey! Shtick!
The hell is that about, General? I don't need to hear that crap from you.
It was an easy one, so I had to.
You teed it up for yourself there. Go ahead. All right.
Thank you. But also, in my first deployment, we lost a close friend, Major Moore, Gary Horst Moore. In the second deployment, lost a guy that played on my rugby team, Antonio Milo. And I still have over here on my in my office, you know, the memorials to those guys. So, that's the lows, is losing close friends and teammates.
What, when did the Russian ability come in? Because you're currently teaching Russian history. Do you, when did you get involved in that? Or is it something you've always been interested in?
No, I'd have to go all the way back to my junior year in high school. And then going into my senior year, 1983, the downing of the Korean airliner 007, 267 lives lost. That really got me thinking, who are these guys? What are they up to? And I wanted to go into journalism and travel the world out of a duffel bag and report on the Soviets. But my life took a different turn. I still got to report on them. It's just not everybody got to read what I was writing.
It's interesting you say that. And of course, that would be the first of two passenger airliners blown out of the sky by Russia, which leads us to the Ukraine situation, where Now the focus, the immediate focus, of course, people talking about the power grid and taking out power stations. And I read a quote from, I think, just a citizen in Ukraine talking about the fact that we, he said, quote, we are morally and we are physically prepared for just this. They've stockpiled flashlights, they've stockpiled firewood, they've stockpiled candles. They're ready for this. And you know, and the goal apparently of Russia is to you know, take their will away. That ship has sailed. That ain't gonna happen. Where what's your take on the conflict right now, and do you see what do you see as the end game? If I guess if you could predict that, you'd be on CNN, but what do you think's going to happen down the road with this?
Well, Mike, we're in day 238 of the war. It's gone very poorly for the Russians, and that goes without saying. It's not the last 238 days that concern me. It's the next 163 as we go into really the hardest months in that area, the winter months. How much can the Ukrainian people hold out and endure? How much can the troops continue to prosecute their counteroffensives on the Russians? And then time is not in favor of Putin either. So will he remain in power? I know that probably for your listeners, the biggest concern has been, will he use nukes either in country or could they expand to a worldwide conflict? I would say for you that my biggest concern is a nuclear mistake. And we've been there before. Look at September 1983. Had it not been for a Soviet lieutenant colonel by the name of Stanislav Petrov, and y'all can look this up, he was in charge of some satellites that look for infrared signatures, and he saw five missiles coming over to the Soviet Union. So he knew that if we launched, it would be the whole thing, not just five missiles. So he shut the alarm off. The alarm went off two more times, and he shut them off each time. The alternative would have been to say to his superiors, we're being attacked, launch a counterstrike. So wherever you were on the 26th of September, 1983, could have been your last day on Earth, had this guy not exercised some really sound judgment. What the satellites did pick up, oh, by the way, was high altitude clouds and sunlight bouncing off of them into the satellite. So we may have perished because of a mistake. Wow. Same thing happened in January of 1995, well after the end of the Cold War. They picked up a missile that was actually launched by Norway, a sounding rocket to pick up high altitude weather. This had been communicated to the Russians at that time, but it never got up to the top military leadership. So again, it could have been an exchange because they thought, or the military leaders thought, it was a sea launch ballistic missile from the United States.
Wow. I'm going to ask you a, I'm going to ask you a question about, Russian history, which obviously you're well versed in, and then I'm going to ask you about your work with the refugees. But the first question would be a simple one. Why in Russian history are there so many dicks?
Well put, Mike.
Yes.
Well
Thank put. You. Thank you very much, Oscar. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, you've asked a perfect question. The Russian people really appreciate a hard leader. And this goes back to Ivan the Fourth, known as Ivan the Terrible.
Ivan the Terrible.
Yeah. They like a strong leader. They abhor a weak, hand-wringing leader. They
Catherine the Great.
Catherine the Great was awesome for them.
Yeah, not, but mean.
Not, yeah. Sorry?
She was mean too.
Yeah.
Tony.
So is right. Peter the Great.
Stalin.
Stalin.
Mm-hmm. Not great.
Can go.
Brezhnev.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Boris so Yeltsin.
Well, now Yeltsin early on in his career was very hard. But towards the end of his career, he was failing because of his health, brought on by a lot of drink. Mm-hmm. And
a lot of times that leads to people not being hard.
And thank you.
And by the way, Mike, I just got a text from John Meacham. He wants to know if he can use the phrase "so many dicks."
You've been able to watch in real time the fall and the transformation of what was the former USSR to Russia, to Russia, USSR, Russia back. Like, how do you, it's just history's repeating itself. How do you even, like, we were doing the same thing over and
so
over
cyclical.
Again.
So cyclical. Yeah, very much so.
It is. And there were some analysts at the beginning of this war that when it started going badly for the Russians, they were saying this could actually lead to the end of Russia as a federation. As a federation, it has 85 different little, you could call them states. They're called oblasts. But there's some concern that it may splinter and a lot of republics will break away within that larger framework. And that's why Putin is such a dick, to put it like Mike.
Yeah, that's a clinical term.
He's got to keep the whole thing together. His idea was to reestablish Russian greatness, what he would call a Velikaya Russia, a great Russia. And it's gone the other way for him. So, yeah, you know, if he had called me 2 weeks ago, I would have said, stop the war. But, I mean, that was 2 weeks ago. My hands are tied now. Mm. You blew it. You blew it.
Your work with Ukrainian refugees, I think we've really seen the courage of these people and the perseverance of these people, really a special bunch of human beings over there. And I would imagine it's pretty satisfying doing your work with Ukrainian refugees, isn't it?
It is. We had a forum last month at the Georgetown Public Library. Look for it online. And we had six wonderful Ukrainians who have been in Central Texas who do a lot of work with the Liberty Ukraine Foundation. Also online. And they are, to a person, they are saying that once the war is over, they're going to go back because the country needs to be rebuilt.
Wow. I think that's great. And I wish them a tremendous amount of luck. And you, you're doing wonderful work with them. I want to, before we let you go, we're going to give you a chance to say hi to people. But you once pissed off Ben Stein. I see that's the last thing on your little one sheet here. Ben Stein, Bueller, yeah. Bueller, anyone. Ben Stein, a really noted right-wing political activist, Ben Stein, isn't he? I think so.
Yeah.
But
used
a funny guy.
Speeches for Nixon.
Yeah, a Nixon speechwriter. So how did you piss off old Ben Stein, Tony?
When I first learned of then the Don and Mike show, I was stationed in Washington, D.C., and I used to go, and friends would come in, fly in, and want to see the sights. So we'd go to Georgetown and find a pub, like you do. And we were driving, and it was summertime, so the windows were down. At that time, I was big into WJFK. I was listening to Stern in the Morning, Liddy, you guys, the Greaseman, and just, you know, enjoying life. So we were driving down the main strip in Georgetown, and I saw him walking in his suit in the Converse high tops. And being a little maybe confused, I said, "It's Ben Stern." Because I'm listening to a lot of Howard Stern.
Out and the window of the car?
Yeah.
Yes.
Really?
And he turned and he goes, "Stein, Stein."
Very nice. A lovely story. You know, you might call it your brush with greatness, Tony. That's pretty cool. And he wasn't a dick, was he? I mean, he was a nice man.
Not at that instant. No.
Yeah,
no. I didn't see the rest of your hand. Was he flipping you off?
No, he was when doing the shaking. Oh, Stein. Hey. Stein.
Right, before we let you go, Anthony Triola, is there anybody you want to say hi to before you? And thanks again. Thank you for your service. Yeah. I didn't say so at the beginning. And all the work you're doing right now. We'll give you a chance to say hi to anybody you want to say hi to before we say goodbye.
Well, you know, Mike, we have a lot in common. We're both Irish. We're both emotional. We both have hot younger wives. So, of course, Sarah, who will be listening to this later on the podcast, you know, all my love to her. there was a fella I served with, another warrant officer by the name of Jason Mulhall. And back in 2009, when the Caps were going to the Cup, they were in the playoffs, y'all had a contest, and Jason and I called in and donated some money. I forget what it was to, but that, you know, to Jason, I hope you're still a listener, buddy. But to all the folks out there who have grown up with you guys, and that's something I wish terrestrial radio understood this, but I've grown up with Catherine, Elizabeth, Robert, Julia, and back in the day, young Bart and rest her soul, Don and his wife. Yeah. Oh my goodness. So, you know, growing up with you guys has been very impactful, and it's just wonderful to be on your show.
Oh, that's so sweet. Nice of you. We appreciate that, Tony. Really good luck with everything in your future, with teaching the Russian history, which, boy, that's fascinating.
It is, right?
Especially so relevant to today. Mm-hmm. And our very best to you. Keep on listening. We hope we're doing it for a long time, and we appreciate it, Tony. Thanks for being on the Talking Head segment. We appreciate it. Right back at you, my friend. We will take a break. When we come back, we've got the homepage and lots more fun and more thrills right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa. Man, there are good people out there doing right? good stuff. Makes me feel good. To hell with Ben Stein.
Stein!
Come on.
It's a brand new bouncing bundle of mirthfulness on the latest bonus show. Here's a sampling of this week's delivery.
I marry them when I want to marry them, and I make them when I want to make them.
Dad to be.
Oh, no, not yet.
The rhythm he uses is that of salsa music.
Do this.
Just for a little bit.
What's the baby's name? Empanada.
No. Flantana.
What's the baby's name?
It's Jose. I named it after my brother.
Bring the baby over for Florida cake.
A womb doesn't age.
Wombs.
Yeah. A womb with a view.
How's your womb?
It was called Young Wombs Dim Sum.
How is your back?
I'm very tired.
Celebrate a blessed event every Friday with the arrival of the TMOS bonus show. Get a subscription now at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Has there ever been a stupider conversation divided among three people?
Welcome to our show. That's us, baby. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know, a recent report shows that consumer debt, like interest rates, has increased to historic numbers. That's not good.
No.
With the home equity that many homeowners currently have, it's probably a good time to consider tapping into that equity to save money every month. According to my good friend and yours, Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial, just because you have a low interest rate doesn't mean you shouldn't refinance and take cash out to save money. It's all about the numbers. If you were to wrap in a car loan, credit cards, or student loans, you can save hundreds, if not thousands, per month. Even with a higher interest rate, cash flow relief is the priority, and you want to get your head above water. The rate is irrelevant. Credit cards and second mortgages are in the double digits, and in some cases, the cash out is tax deductible. Call now to check out what else these guys can do for you, because they are the best. Whether it's a purchase or refinance, call Cornerstone First Financial. Do it today. The number one rated mortgage company of all TMOS listeners. Here's their number, 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or Cornerstone First Financial.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device.
Great talking head.
It's what
great.
You need to know. Man. This is the homepage.
Always love it. Love that segment. Came out of nowhere, and it's been fantastic. Matthew Perry in the news. He gets candid about his drug use, and I found this fascinating. He talks about how it almost killed him in his upcoming book, Friends, Lovers, and the Big Terrible Thing. In a new interview with People magazine, he says he almost died when his colon burst due to opioid abuse 4 years ago. He spent 2 weeks in a coma, 5 months in the hospital, and 9 months with a colostomy bag. He says, quote, "The doctors told my family that I had a 2% chance to live. I was put on a thing called an ECMO machine, ECMO machine, which does all the breathing for your heart and your lungs. And that's called a Hail Mary. No one survives that." At one point during his friend's days, Matthew was taking, get ready for this, 55 Vicodin a day.
Wow. Oh, whoa.
That's like Elvis numbers.
I mean, that's at the end. That's OD numbers.
Yeah.
He was down to 128 pounds. Season 9 was the only year he was sober all the way through. But he credits the other cast members for sticking with him like penguins. I love this. This is the stuff that doesn't get a big splash, but I love it. They stood by him. Here's the quote. Penguins in nature, when one is sick or when one is very injured, the other penguins surround it and prop it up. They walk around it until that penguin can walk on his own. That's kind of what they did for me. Perry has been to rehab 15 times over the years. And while he won't reveal how long he's been sober currently, he says he is, quote, a pretty healthy guy right now. That's why he finally wrote his book, quote, I wanted to share when I was safe from going into the dark side of everything again. I had to wait until I was pretty safely sober and away from the active disease of alcoholism and addiction to write it all down. And the main thing was I was pretty certain that it would help people. I like that. I might read that book.
You know, it's amazing. When he did the Odd Couple reboot with Thomas Lennon, I watched it because I love Thomas Lennon. He still seemed off. And it was not like you want to make fun of him. It was concerning.
Yeah. We have
just odd.
Yeah.
Two things. One is what a secret to carry, not just for the people that worked with him, but you know, himself. Like he must have been beloved because there's, in this day and age of let's tear people down.
Yeah, I bet Schwimmer wanted to talk.
And then two, Mike, you probably don't know this, and I don't even know if I mentioned this on there, but we have a new hire that started about a month and a half ago that worked on Friends.
Showrunner.
For multiple years.
A showrunner,
yeah.
Wow.
So, I mean, I don't
find out if she ever
asking.
Saw Matthew Perry sticking his finger down his throat or something like that. You know?
Mike.
That'll be my first question.
Apologize. You are not going to believe this.
Yes.
Okay.
But I'm going to share it with you. This is an anecdote that didn't come back immediately to surface when we lost the great Angela Lansbury.
Yes.
Back in the 80s, she visited a New York City sex club called Hellfire.
Yes, she did.
Well, we had him on this show, that pesky John Waters.
Yes.
That troublemaker. That troublemaker John Waters revealed that he saw her there in in 2019.
Excuse me.
In his 2019 book, Mr. Know-It-All, The Tarnished Wisdom of a Filth Elder. John Waters is funny. It's a 2019 book. He didn't see her in 2019.
No, at the sex club.
To be clear, John didn't see Angela doing anything freaky. Apparently, he's playing this music. A lot of famous people checked it out. He said, quote, everybody went. She wasn't doing anything. Hellfire was a straight gay bar where people had sex. You would be standing there talking to someone and a thing would come through a glory hole.
Oh, no.
And then you just move somewhere else.
Now, was that Tom Bosley on the other side of the wall?
You know, what there wasn't a year, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think she really got freaky since she was in MAME.
I think that's the technical term.
You know what? I do believe that there's no year, and it's a glory hole. Thank you. eBay has banned the sale of costumes inspired by the serial killer Jeffrey Dahmer.
Sorry, pony.
That's in the run-up to Halloween. Apparently, it violates its policy on violence and violent criminals. A spokesperson confirmed to BuzzFeed News that the selling platform was actively removing these listings and that they were prohibited, although some listings are still active at the time of publication. Items that have been posted on eBay include an orange jumpsuit with a mask, based on actor Evan Peters' portrayal of Dahmer in the Netflix series Monster, the Jeffrey Dahmer story, and glasses that resemble the ones worn by Dahmer. I think if you're doing like the Jason or the Halloween monster, that guy, that's perfectly acceptable. It's fiction, but when you're doing a real guy, it's kind of an homage and it's sick.
I'm just glad that Nicky Diamond got his Jeffrey Dahmer glasses before the ban.
Yes, very, very excited. Thank you. Thank you very much. You go down to the beach and you visit your old man and you come back a lot of times with covered with mosquito bites.
Yes.
You say you are a target,
yes,
right, for
my dad
the mosquitoes.
Too. Yeah, they find us somehow.
Well, you're less of a target now.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Maybe, hey, maybe he'll experience a change next summer. We'll see what happens.
Better aim.
Scientists may have finally figured out why, and unfortunately, there might be nothing you can do about it.
Oh.
It's well known that mosquitoes love some people and ignore others, but we've never known why. Some thought certain blood types attracted them, or maybe the color of your clothes, but there's never been much evidence. New research at Rockefeller University in New York. They think they found the answer. It's your body odor.
Hey.
Whoa.
Come on over here.
But not the kind that could clear out a room. They had people wear nylon stockings on their arms for 6 hours to let their scent transfer to the material. Then they looked at which nylons mosquitoes love the most. Some were 100 times more attractive to them than others. And they all had one thing in common. The oil in the person's skin had more of something called carboxylic acid.
Yeah.
Carboxylic acid. It's an acid that helps keep our skin moisturized and protected, and some people just produce more of it. He never has dry skin,
does
he?
You know what? I do have beautiful skin. When I had my makeup done for crashing, the lady that did my makeup said, "You have beautiful skin.
You're always hydrated."
Yeah. I think that's it. Well, absolutely. I used to use a lot of ice.
Do you ever get like ashy elbows?
No, no.
It. Let the joke land. I got it.
Okay.
Because you're an alcoholic?
Yeah.
There you go. Thanks for explaining.
I didn't get it.
Not only did he step on it, he sort of diffused it. We're done now.
Bookies.com put out a report on the price of beer, speaking of alcohol.
I'm listening.
In every NBA city, ranking them from the most to least expensive, the priciest beer. In San Francisco and Boston, where the Warriors and the Celtics play, their fans fork over more than $17 for 16 ounces of beer.
That's expensive, by golly.
Next, the Denver Nuggets, New York Knicks, Brooklyn Nets, New Orleans Pelicans, and the Dallas Mavericks. All those teams charge at least $12 a beer. On the other end,
yes,
if you want a good price on beer, this
Mississippi
is worth, this is for people that even aren't basketball fans. Go check out the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yeah.
They only charge about $5.25 for 16 ounces of beer.
It's a Cavalier attitude. They say you can buy it if you want. You don't have to.
Doesn't matter to me. That's the cheapest. The other cheap ones, Oklahoma City Thunder, just over $6, slightly cheaper than the Pistons, the Atlanta Hawks, and the Indiana Pacers.
I think the Wizards are right at $10. Is the last time I went.
Is there a correlation? I'm trying to recall the records.
Real estate
price. Market size.
But also if it's a winning product.
No, I think it's more geographic.
Yeah?
I really do. You take everything into account. The Golden State Warriors, which is the Bay Area, which is prices out, insane. They're the most expensive team. Going to a Warriors game in the Bay Area averages out to almost $700 for two adults and two kids. The Knicks are second. The Pacers are the cheapest for a family of four, just under $150. Remember when $150, if you took your kids to a game, you'd be, oh my God, I spent over $100.
The last time we went to dinner with some friends, this is before, a month and a half ago.
Right.
I think each cocktail was $19.
Yeah, you see that now.
It's insane.
And I just didn't know that.
I should be rich now.
And I was like, this is inflation.
Bahamar, when I went to Bahamar. Yeah. Super, super
free
crazy
hat?
Expensive in the Bahamas. No, I bought
when
the
you
hat.
Don't drink, life is cheaper.
It really
you
is.
You like the hat?
I do like the hat.
Thank you. And now a little something something.
Thank you.
Brazilian Sydney de Cavalo Mosquita, also known as Tio Chico, holds the Guinness World Record for bulging eyeballs.
Bulging eyeballs.
They protrude a whopping 0.71 inches beyond his eye sockets.
So
almost a full inch.
No, it's 0.71 inches?
Yeah, that's almost an inch.
Yeah, that is. Oh, my God, yes.
De Carvalho Mosquita discovered his eye-popping talents at the age of 9 while making silly faces in the mirror. While impressed with his unusual skill, his family was first concerned that it could be a sign of an illness. Luckily for De Carvalho Mosquita, that wasn't the case. He is hoping to become known for his talents, not just in his home country of Brazil, but across the globe. Yeah.
Of course.
Let's see. He described the feeling when his eyeballs pop out of the sockets as letting go of some part of my body.
Ew.
Here you go.
While performing,
oh, no, thank you.
While performing his stunt, Der Carvalho Mosquito loses the ability to see for a few seconds before his eyes can refocus. He can pop his eyeballs out for 20 to 30 seconds at a time. And by the way, the Guinness record he captured was from fellow South American Oscar Santana.
I'm telling the truth. I'm telling the truth. What are you talking about? Come on. You got to go there. It's amazing.
Oh, no. It's anyway. When I'm enthusiastic.
No, it's when you're drunk. Yeah. Is what it is.
That's true.
We'll take
a break. Like saucers.
Speaking of habits, when we come back, I want to ask you guys about my slot machine habit.
Oh, good.
Which I will be completely honest about. We'll be right back.
Hey, come here, come here. Buy from Vince's Diet Warehouse and get free gumballs.
Anybody can sell you what they think you want, but if you need new tires for your ride or the sweet, satisfying pick-me-up of a gumball, you can't miss shopping online through the shopping center at MikeOmaraShow.com. Target and Walmart has what you're looking for. Have it shipped to your door or pick it up at the store. You can't lose because you help support TMOS. And here's something else to chew on.
Gumballs and tires, he can't miss. Trust me. Get out of there.
Well, I love that. I'm sorry. That is such a trip down memory lane. I'm such a baby.
You should have said, by golly.
I'm such a fat little baby in that.
You're not a fat little
no,
baby.
No, you're not. You're not. I think they dressed you in a smaller
that's
shirt.
That's old
didn't
home
they?
Week. It's great.
Yeah. Hey, cooler weather makes it easy to miss signs of dehydration, like overheating or perspiration. So you got to stay ahead of it. Speaking of cooler weather, everybody's getting it in the eastern half of the United States. Liquid IV. Fuels your well-being with easy ways to stay hydrated. One stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you 2 times faster and more efficiently than water alone. It contains 5 essential vitamins, B3, B5, B6, B12, and vitamin C, and has 3 times the electrolytes of traditional sports drinks. It's made with premium ingredients and non-GMO and free from gluten, dairy, and soy. Plus, Liquid IV is on a mission to change the world. They have donated over 25 million servings in over 50 countries around the world. Plus, Liquid IV is delicious. It is a great way to start your day. So drink Liquid IV, be like me, and get all those vitamin B. Grab your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 15% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 15% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. All right, the reason I bring this to you gentlemen is because I believe that I am being played. I know it. I know what's happening. I don't think it's a tremendously progressive thing, but I think it could be. Mm-hmm. And it tells me a lot about my habit of you guys have traveled with me to various places around the country where there have been casinos. Mm-hmm. From Iowa to Las Vegas, to New Orleans, where we're going to be going on April 15th.
Yeah, I remember we lost you for a little while. Like, I'm going to Harris.
Yep.
Yeah.
I remember
this. Speaking of that, we might as well mention it right now. TMOS Live is happening April 15th at the House of Blues in New Orleans, Louisiana. If you missed out on ticket presales, no worries, Cher. Tickets go on sale to the general public. That's you on Tuesday, November 1st. November 1st. What time? Do we know what time on November 1st they'll be?
Absolutely. 5 p.m.
Okay. Eastern Standard 5 Time.
5 p.m. Eastern Standard. Be ready at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's when they go on sale November 1st. We can't wait to return to the Crescent City and the House of Blues. It's right in the center of everything. Please get your tickets for the House of Blues, the Mike O'Mara Show Live. Looking forward to seeing you. So, somewhere along the line, I picked up an app on my computer that was a slot machine app. It was not really making fun, you confused me with that loud music.
Sorry.
Not making money, but just playing the slots.
Yeah.
And
it's fake gambling.
It's fake gambling, but it's satisfying.
Now, here's a question, there are certain gambling apps, and I have a couple on my iPad that I've messed around with, where they grant you X number of tokens just for signing up, and then if you blow through them, you have to buy more, or you can wait it out.
What's the count?
Yeah, what's the count? So when you signed up, did you get some, and then you blew it?
I don't even remember. I will tell you that when I exhaust my supply, I have to get more.
You have to go back to the pit boss.
More! You're like the Liver King. More!
More. Oh, you didn't send me the Liver King, did you?
I did.
Oh, you did.
Yeah.
You did send me that. I gotta get that. I gotta get more.
More!
So here's the thing. It is now, it's weird. There's a moment yesterday where I'm playing this game, and Carla is asking me a question, and I turn around, I'm like, what? I'm so upset. I'm not going to win anything.
You can't win anything,
what's the
right?
game called?
It's just they're generic
I'm
slot just,
I'm curious what, this is the one that's hooked
lucky
you,
slots.
Thank you.
But not that lucky.
No, because I've spent money buying extra, like, coins.
Yeah, Ducats. So the only thing that you can win is bragging rights if you build up your purse. You can never
not
cash
even
it back in.
Bragging rights because you never stay there.
And you can't cash them in.
No. There's nothing. They you give can, me nothing.
Lucky Slot says nothing. You can redeem for cash prizes. It does say that. Do you not know that?
Hold on.
I'm looking at the game.
Let me see.
It says Lucky Slots.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. To redeem cash prizes.
Different cash prizes.
Mm-hmm. That is lucky.
Real money and spin.
Really?
Do you have the game
handy?
Hold
on, it's booting. Takes a long time.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff on there. It heats my computer.
There are different iterations. Did you upgrade your game?
You like the music. It is soothing, I gotta tell you.
It actually has award-winning design.
Who gave the award?
One of these app companies.
That's lucky.
Lucky?
Lucky Slots.
Lucky?
I see nothing about
lucky.
Gaming.
Someone's cover. This is like a review from 2022.
Yeah, that's right. This year.
It says, like the game and reached $1,000 for payout, only to be told that I have to watch 60 videos. Not cool.
Yeah. I didn't know that. I didn't even know that.
Well, you're probably working with premium. You're a premium guy. That means you don't have to watch the videos.
Right. Did you?
Well, no. I mean, I don't pay premium for the service. I just have to.
But you don't like watch the 60 videos, right? The commercials.
I've never watched 60 videos, but I've never tried to redeem.
I think, the videos would have to be when you redeem. I think you should upgrade to the premium experience, Mike.
I don't see anything where it's an upgrade. I just
cashed
see...
out and waited for the time to run out and was told to watch 60 more videos.
Yeah, it's a ripoff.
That's from Loser. 2022 July.
So right now they're offering me 25,848,000,000 coins for $29.99.
Seems like a bargain.
But
each billion's about a buck.
Much okay. like adult websites, it's the escape for some people.
Yeah.
It's hypnotism.
And this is your escape.
And you know what? That's kind of what you do when you play the slots in real life.
Yeah.
You zone out.
That's why I love them.
Yeah. Do they have
I could do it for 15 hours in a row.
Do they
I could sit there for 15 hours blissful. Just sit there and if I had a little hooch. That would
sure.
be good, too.
Sure, or cigarettes. Know. I mean, you need something to keep your hands busy.
Just to, be a little busy. I don't smoke anymore. I haven't for years. But
it's equivalent to a MegaTouch machine.
Yeah. Does Lucky Slots, does it have double diamond?
Yeah. It's got everything.
Yeah. It's
got everything. I've got everything in the palm of my hand.
I just
I've
can't
got,
get my money.
30 different, I know them all, too. I know the ones that are friendly. I know. Let me play
the tight
for
slot,
you.
The tight digital slots.
Yeah, you know what's always play. Tight? The big slot machine on the end of the row. The one that's like a Charlie size slot machine.
Yeah, an end cap. Yeah.
Some lady from Indiana. Oh, honey, let's play this one.
Let's use two hands to pull this lever.
There's a bench in front that
I'm
seats
down to
too.
10,000 coins.
That's not
and
many.
And I was betting 20,000.
Mike, is this so bad? Because this is better than actually being in a casino.
Yeah, you know how much you can lose.
You
on
shouldn't.
This.
Be, no, well, he's not. He's
here's
not
my thing. I feel as though I may have been entering into, and I'm being completely honest. I haven't even said this to my wife.
Yes,
I may be entering into trouble territory with redeeming these coins.
Well, how,
you know,
what's
like $20
them.
Here, yeah. $9 here, $19
okay,
here.
That adds
I've been
up.
Doing it.
That
I've been doing
up.
It. Adds up.
That adds.
It adds up. And
are you
they
spending
got
me. More? Less. This is when you get when you really get a grasp.
Hold on,
of, okay, sorry.
I just redeemed my hourly bonus.
You see?
Now I have 154,000 coins.
See, it does reward you for play.
Yeah.
It rewards me for play, but not cash. I don't have to watch any videos.
You can't get a hotel room or anything.
But now I can certainly bet 20,000 coins again.
Let's do it.
Nothing.
No.
Anyway.
Bagel.
Let me try one more. Yeah, I'd love to get a win. I'd love to get a win on the show.
I would too.
Is it less than $100 a month? Or more?
Yeah, probably. I mean, it's more. But I don't
think. Are you spending more on virtual slot machines or streaming services for your television?
Great question.
Last month, maybe more.
What was last month? Last month was a stressful month.
I didn't add it up.
All right, yeah.
That's how they get
you. You just have to use your gut.
Math.
Another loser.
I didn't
loser.
Add it up. That's how they get you.
Loser.
Come on, you're going to win soon. Hey,
there you go.
Loser.
Big bang.
Oh, that was something.
What was that? No, I'm down to 34,000.
What game are you playing?
I have
right
one
now?
More bet. I have one more bet. I'm playing Super Dollar R100X.
All right. Give one more spin, and this is the one.
All right, here we go.
Are you wearing your lucky watch?
Yeah.
The one from Dot RU?
Yeah.
What's Dot RU?
When you bought a Russian watch.
And then subsequently had your computer hacked.
That's a million years ago.
I know, but it just popped to mind.
Russian history.
Yeah. I am a flawed. Thanks for the help, guys. I am a flawed man.
I say stay with it.
Better than the real casino.
Yeah.
I'm happy to hear you've got 100%. A virtual escape.
Yeah, not April, though. Boom, boom, boom. Leave me alone, listeners. Anyway, we're going to...
he is the friendly man.
I say, anytime outside of the casino, talk your ear off.
That's right.
Not near the machine. We'll be right back.
The students of Herndon High School are scared.
I'm so scared.
They caution each other to stay awake, or they may experience a nightmare on Eldon Street.
Hey, it's Jimmy.
What do you want from me?
Try the buffalo platter.
You're a monster.
Say hi to Goose Cerrito.
Save yourself. Order a TMOS bonus show subscription and laugh along with Mike, Rob, and Oscar.
It's not a Ponzi scheme.
Click the banner at MikeOmaraShow.com and start your subscription today so you can live to see tomorrow.
It'll be okay.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know, to be your best every day, you need proven quality sleep every night.
Nice.
Science proves your best sleep is vital to your mental, emotional, and physical health. Did you know 8 out of 10 couples say that one of them sleeps too hot or too cold? Proper sleep temperature leads to higher quality sleep. Discover the new Climate 360 Smart Bed, the only smart bed in the world that actively cools, warms, and effortlessly responds to both of you. The Climate 360 Smart Bed warms your feet to help you fall asleep faster, and you can snooze longer because it actively draws heat away from your body to help you keep cool so you can stay asleep. Sleepers who use 360 Smart Bed technology enjoy 28 minutes of more restful sleep per night, and that's good for your health, people. My sleep number setting is now a 75, and Carla remains constant at a 65. Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because to be your best every day, you need proven quality sleep every night. Discover special offers now for a limited time at your local Sleep Number store or at sleepnumber.com/TMOS. So it's Thursday. Let's get an update on the office goings on at the.
I would love to. I would love to. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You've been making noise a couple of days about some sharing space or not sharing space.
Yeah, I think this is just typical office etiquette. For some time now, Mr. Bloom and his wife, Shannon, have been sharing a large office here at Podville.
You know, real quick, and this is just a 10-second aside, you just use some liquid IV. The entire studio smells like a box of
gorgeous,
Fruit Loops,
right?
And it's fantastic.
Love it. I love
yummy,
it.
Yummy, so love good. In my tummy. Yeah.
And for a while now, I was like, hey, how's it going with Pony? Because when you have a new office mate, I get to hear it about it at home.
Right.
And she's like, we get along really well. Like, it's fantastic. In the first couple of weeks and then the honeymoon essentially is over. And as of the last 3 or 4 weeks, I'll get, do you know that Matt eats his lunch at his desk? And I said, oh, I didn't know that. Like, I think that's fine. Like,
Do you know what type of food he brings into the office?
Now we're talking.
No, I usually see him, you know, he eats like a bird. He eats like trail mix. And I hear a bunch of rustling.
Nuts and seeds.
Yeah, he's a nuts and seeds guy.
And yellow tea.
Real food?
Yeah.
And she says he brings the smelliest food into the office.
Oh.
Kind of like getting on an airplane with somebody who's got a big stinky sandwich.
Yeah, or a plate of wings.
Yeah, or someone that stopped by Golden China on the way to the airplane. Yeah.
There isn't that much, you know, it's a shared space.
It's etiquette.
It's pungent. And, well, Pony, what do you enjoy? Do you have an average repast that you enjoy every day? I mean, what are your food stuffs?
She said it smells great, but it is like a kick to the teeth.
I think that she's probably talking about the day that I brought in some like Korean barbecue that I'd made.
Oh God, that sounds like it would be stinky.
Yeah, it sounds good though.
Does it got kimchi in it?
No, no kimchi. It's just Korean barbecue. It's like pork and it's like a fruit based barbecue sauce.
What fruit has
a strong smell.
Can you tell
smell,
he's not comfortable talking about this?
What fruit do you base this barbecue sauce in?
No, I mean, I don't make the sauce. It's just that Korean barbecue sauces are generally made from like pureed fruit.
Do you buy it at Super H Mart or where does one get this sauce?
H Mart.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Has Shannon shared her
disdain?
Yeah. Or her feelings about this with you?
No, but I mean, she eats like salads with really, really pungent dressing as well. I mean, we both do the same thing.
Oh, wow.
Now, Oscar, you gave me a tour back in 1987 of Podville Media. And to the best of my knowledge, there is a little cafeteria. I mean, there's
absolutely
a little
there's multiple
lunch
places
room.
For collective.
There are two conference rooms.
Yeah, there are two conference rooms where you can go
and that's
eat.
Where,
yeah, that's
and
where,
it's pretty SOP that you eat your lunch in those places. Correct.
Especially if you're sharing an office.
Yeah, I eat at my desk, but then, I mean, I'm just carrots. Who cares?
But it's also, it's your own office.
Right, that's true. This is true.
It's funny. You have selective memory sometimes, Matt, where I walked in yesterday and I didn't mind this, but I could tell if you're not into it, you would. We all know that a satchel of fast food, while delicious, has its own aroma.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, even if it smells good, it's distracting.
Correct.
Yeah.
Distracting for the other reason, which is like, man, I'd sure like some of that.
What did you walk in with, Matt?
Yesterday, it was just a McDonald's chicken sandwich and fries. I was in a hurry. We had
fries alone.
The fries alone. The fries are the villain. That'll be a
bouquet. You know, well, I mean, I remember back in the days of WJFK where we would do the afternoon show, and we would always have these wonderful little meals in the lunchroom.
Dynamite
remember watching
first.
Soap operas?
One of the greatest parts
Dynamite
of working
Keith
there.
First. Yeah, and Daryl Nichols inevitably. There were like 2 months where he ate a chicken parm. 12-inch sub every day.
Every day.
I think with
Timmy got microwave French fries for about a year and a half.
Or microwave salmon, where you're like, oh, this is interesting. It's one thing when it's in the community room. It's quite another when you're in the office. Now, office politics aside, I think it's hilarious because I know that they have real esteem for each other. But I walked in yesterday and my wife is like, really? McDonald's? Come on. And Matt does not miss a beat. He goes, what? And he just starts continuing to eat.
He's the one. He's somebody who could eat McDonald's, no problem.
Every day.
Right?
Yeah, but
also,
every day.
Shannon is someone that when she gets hungry, she will start to prowl. I know because I used to keep candy in my
office.
Does
she poach?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. One time I came back to my desk. This is
She's
true.
Such a cutie pie.
I came back to my desk and my gum was gone. Mm-hmm. And she had just Googled on my computer, what if you take someone's gum and left it on my computer? And now she's bitter, though, because all I have are sugarless candies and she won't eat them.
What's your favorite? Cinnamon?
Cinnamon is great. Root beer barrels are a close second.
Okay.
But
all right.
But she will also, she'll forget and she'll say, do you have anything? Like she's looking for a fix.
Do you allow yourself any sugar during the day at all?
A little bit. You know what? Like last night, I had a hamburger patty. I put some ketchup on it, and that's sugar.
Okay,
right there.
That's wow. Well, you are toeing the line. I had turkey meatloaf.
How was it?
It was delicious. Mrs. O'Mara makes a lovely meatloaf. However, you have to mind the oven temperature and the length of time.
Yeah, it'll get dry
because it really turned into turkey crumbles.
Turkey crumbles?
Turkey crumbles.
And that was your old DJ name.
Yeah, but I used a ton of ketchup on it too, so I have to be mindful of that.
You know what's good in meatloaf? People don't know this. Put a tablespoon of horseradish in it. It's not enough to make it spicy, but it really, really brings a flavor out.
I prefer Korean barbecue.
Based in fruit. Yeah.
a fruit puree fermented. Sometimes. Isn't everything fermented in the Korean food?
It depends. There are some like fermented soybean dishes.
Hello, Seoul.
Who's the place?
Send
next?
Over some sauce.
Pony's got a great, but he's got an evolved palate because, and by the way, he's spot on. There's a place around the corner that he found one weekend, and the food was amazing.
Yeah, it's called Good Guys.
You know, I was watching, it popped up on YouTube, and it was like the girls of I think it was a section of Bangkok, and I was looking at this video going, it was first of all super creepy with the old guys that were there. But I said that might be a fun place for Pony to take a little vacation.
Like he doesn't like getting on planes.
Yeah, he doesn't like coming into the city.
Yeah. This is true. That's true.
Like he doesn't.
Would you ever? I know you didn't travel before. Would you ever travel, Pony?
I tried to travel once.
You could,
as we all know.
Yeah, right.
But it didn't go well.
That's enough of that.
That's its own crime story.
That is. It's true crime.
Outside of the food thing, how are they doing, Oscar, according to Shannon? How are they doing in the shared space?
It's nice to see your friends get along.
True.
You know, from a completely high level perspective, to just be like, oh, like they actually do get along and they have a good personality. They both have raging ADD. So
yeah, it's nice to see your friends get along if you're not a fan of this show.
Then you want the other direction.
Then you like the conflict.
But that's, I will say this, I have shared a hotel room with Pony, and that's a bigger ask than sharing an office. And he's very, very, he's courteous, and he doesn't take up much room. He's tiny.
Is he farting asleep?
All the time.
He's grumpy.
And it smells like fruit.
He'll get grumpy.
Fruit puree. He says I can't say that one.
It's a Korean fart, he says.
So they're what? How are they doing? Are they doing all right?
I think they're okay. There are days where I will walk in and try to, and I like working with Matt. It's just there's a certain level of speed that I have and a certain speed that Matt has. But collectively, I think we'll meet. He's thorough, but he also has raging ADD. For example, yesterday I'm next to his terminal and I'm looking at him ordering something online, but he has the mouse. And I said, is there a reason your hand shakes so much when you use the mouse? Like, are you okay? And he says, leave me alone. It's just a fast mouse cursor. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Well, there's normal speed and then there's pony speed, which is the equivalent of, well, if you use the chart, it's elderly tortoise.
ED.
Elderly
ED. ED.
He has told
E-T.
Me.
Yeah.
Matt has told me in a fit of rage when we were talking about speed. And Matt, this is actually a testament to you. He goes, it may take me longer to do things, but I'm the best at doing it.
Oh, I like that confidence. That's like, good.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm all about. Yeah. I like that.
And
yet
he
like
can't
that.
Keep a girlfriend.
And now turnabout is fair play, Pony. And I know it's kind of like the boss's wife.
Please feel free.
How is it sharing the space with Shannon? Are there any particular quirks that you have concerns about?
You know what? She does her nails sometimes, and it smells bad.
Okay,
nail polish, awful.
Mm-hmm.
And the dog, that bad dog, Santos, terrible. Now he steals sandwiches.
Now you're doing shtick.
Yeah, he has stolen.
I do love
Santos.
He will steal people. That's on you.
Let me ask you this though. Now that you're mentioning her doing her nails, does she do her toenails?
No, I don't think so. I've never seen that.
All right. Sorry.
Let me see your camera on your phone.
That's my own little trip right there.
But the good thing is, Mike, is as I said, I have my own office, so I can do all of my grooming.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah. Clipping your nails.
Yes, and everything.
While you're eating your sandwich.
With a glass wall.
Yeah, we can all watch.
Yeah, but what I do is normally it fogs up.
What is this, Dumb and Dumber, where he gets the pedicure?
Yeah.
Or was that it? There's some where he gets a pedicure and they use like a
giant, it is Dumb and Dumber. It's because it's they're giving him a makeover.
Yeah, oh, okay. Makeover with that. And I'm just thinking about Shannon doing her toenails. I'm sorry. That's just me. I apologize. I am a creep.
You're a foot guy. I forgot.
And her horrible, disgusting salad dressing. Oh, my God.
How dare she?
Does her nails.
Ranch.
I'd just be observing that if I was in that office.
Creep.
Thank you. We'll take a break, and we will come back with the town sound. Toes.
And now, some sentimental thoughts from the mind of Oscar Santana.
It may never be the same, but it's going to get harder.
I'm not a smart man.
It's going to get harder, and it's going to get worse.
Keeping it real, real.
When it gets harder, you get going.
Are you stupid or something?
I mean, it might be worse now, but it's going to get harder.
Stupid is a stupid does.
You're the dummy!
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show is an extra hour of comedy and thought-provoking insights every week. And while ordering the TMOS Bonus Show is as easy as clicking the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com, rest assured, it's going to get harder and it's going to get worse. I mean, when it gets harder, you get going. May never be the same, but it will get harder. Order now!
Well, I surprised my wife this morning because I waited all the way until Thursday to weigh myself and put my weight into my Noom app on my phone. I love Noom. Noom Weight is working for me. And even with that incredibly decadent weekend that we had in Boston, my weight is where it should be. And I love it. I love Noom.
It's great.
People will try anything to lose weight. Insane workouts, eating nothing but grapefruit. Questionable teas, but if you are looking for more sustainable approaches, Noom Weight is ready to help. Their psychology-based approach gives you the knowledge and support to build lasting results. And let me tell you about the lasting results. For me, it's a question of knowing that you might get derailed occasionally, but the long-term goal is always within your sights. And that's what I like about Noom Weight, because they give you techniques. And I don't know if it's getting into my brain by osmosis or how. All I know is it's working for me. Noom Weight focuses on progress instead of perfection. Progress isn't a straight line, and off days are part of the process. Noom Weight helps you get back on track. You choose your level of support, from five-minute daily check-ins to personal coaching. I read their pieces of advice, and it takes me 5 to 10 minutes a day. Noom Weight's approach is based on scientific principles that help you better understand your relationship with food. 95% of customers say Noom Weight is a good long-term solution. I could not agree more. And active Noomers lose an average of 15 pounds in 16 weeks, or in the case of Mike O'Mara, maybe close to double that.
Attaboy.
I love Noom Weight because it works. Oscar loves it. Mm-hmm. Carla loves it. I love it. You'll love it too. If you're done trying everything to lose weight, then try Noom Weight. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com/TMOS. That's Noom.com/TMOS to sign up for your trial and do it today. And do it today. I just lost it. Sound down.
Oh, no.
We got it.
We do.
We got it here, Mike. We have it here. Sound down.
We call this stereophonic sound.
Sound Town.
We'll send that right along. Now,
I want to throw my computer.
No, because if you throw your computer, there goes Lucky Slots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. No, that's the other computer, to be honest with you.
The dedicated computer? The gaming computer.
I got to.
One thing that is sort of an underlying theme in Sound Town for many years is don't screw with nature.
Oh, don't, okay.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Like, if you're walking out in the hills and plains and you see a small group of bison, I guess you call it a herd of bison, don't try to film them and talk to them.
This is an old one, right?
No.
This has been around for a while. No?
This is new.
Okay.
And I will start by saying the lady's okay.
All right.
But she was gored by a bison.
There you go. Keep going.
Oh.
I don't want to deal with them. I just want to go by. Come on. Keep going. I just want to get by. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it. Didn't want to go through the bushes again. Oh my god!
She's okay.
Can I hear her one more time?
Lord.
It is such. You are listening to what, in my opinion, would be hold on.
Okay.
Before you start it again.
Yeah.
You are listening to a bison, which would, to me, be warning, you're getting too close.
Exactly.
Let's listen to it.
Yeah, don't mess with it.
I just want to go by. Come on, keep going. I just want to get by, okay? Thank you. I appreciate it. Didn't want to go through the bushes again.
Oh my god!
Mike, would you ever have the wherewithal or the nerve to bargain with a New York City cab driver?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nine years ago.
There was a reason for it.
9 years ago, a couple from Ireland were in a New York City cab, and they struck a bargain that they would give this guy 2 pints of Guinness for the cab ride if he ever came to Ireland, never thinking that that would ever happen. Well, 9 years passed.
He said he owned a bar in Dublin. I said, yeah, everybody owns a bar in Dublin. But he says, no, I can get you some free pints of Guinness. We worked out almost like Wall Street brokers. What was the exchange rate between the dollar and the euro? And then we figured out what the price of a pint was. And it came out to 2 pints of Guinness. And I took him up on it 9 years later. It's all downhill from here. Now I got to start paying for Guinness. Come on. The party's over, man.
So
that's
he did.
Awesome.
He did absolutely go cash in on it.
That. Cool. That's great.
I don't know that I've ever done this. And I will say before I play this tape, the baby is okay.
Oh, God.
It's a pretty disgusting tape. And I'll pass over it if you want. But it's pretty, pretty grim.
All right. Can you give me any more before you play it?
It involves breastfeeding. And it's very gross.
Why is it? Oh, never mind.
Yeah, I got to judge it now. Now you've... Yeah, well, you whetted my curiosity. Yeah.
Good choice of words.
Thank you.
This woman was breastfeeding her baby when something happened that you wouldn't expect.
Felt really positive. The baby's gaining weight till I noticed the latch was not so good. My nipple started to turn black at the base and white at the tip. That's a signal for bad blood flow. That's some dead tissue. I latched my baby boy on. He's nursing and he stops. I'm looking down. He's kind of choking. My nipple broke off, and he had it in his mouth.
Man.
I'm not going to. Rob, that's going to be with me all day.
The baby's okay. She's okay. Right, she tried to reattach it, but it didn't take. But she's okay.
Oh, God. I feel like.
It's all over the New York papers.
I'm confused.
Why?
How does that happen?
Well, the nipple
infected, and I don't want to talk about it anymore. I don't want to be labored. Play another sound.
What's that
for Christ's
line?
Sake.
I have nipples too.
Can you milk me?
Can you milk me, Greg?
I have nipples, Greg. Can you milk me?
Let's close with this, Mike. In Massachusetts,
an impression for any circumstance, ladies and gentlemen.
In Massachusetts, there was a mass eviction at a building. And a lady was not happy about it. So to protest it, she got a flatbed full of beehives and drove near the cops and opened the beehives. And we have actual audio of them at the protest. This is a woman protesting the eviction.
Oh, no, not the bees! Not the bees!
Is that a cop?
Oh, no, my eyes! My eyes!
It's Wicker Man. I'm only kidding.
Jesus.
We mean Wicker Man, where he puts
the bees in
it? It's a movie.
Yeah, he has like a helmet and they put bees in it.
You are freaking
Nicolas
me out.
Cage.
I'm all, my head's
me.
All spinning the
that
end
nipple.
Of the sound
Mike,
sound. You're a sick F.
The
is
baby,
what you
the
are.
Baby is okay. And so is the lady with the bison. And the bison's everyone's okay. That's
all
it.
All right, thank you. We're done. You're done. Put your sounds away. God.
I warned you.
Wow. All right. We're going to be back tomorrow with a bonus show. I am really having trouble with that one. That's one of the grossest ones you've ever done. And that's made him, look at how happy he is. Yeah. Look at how delighted he is. That's his high point of his week right
exactly
there.
What I was hoping.
Good Lord.
The reaction.
And I look down at the baby. That is just going to stick with me for a year.
He's grown up now. He's fine.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow. For Rob Spiewak. Oh. And Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying, so long, breastfeeders.
Bye.
Don't just look at it.
Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara.